You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique LeRae. I'm Monique LeRae, coming to you live from Morocco, Marrakesh, Morocco. I've made it. We are doing our final trip around to get stories for the Endemic Project. And I have to tell you, I am so happy to see you guys. It is 1 a.m. here in Marrakesh. Not to worry, though, we're bringing you the very best. Today we have with us for our first guest, back by popular demand, from talented motherfucker, but now she's going to be launching her new brand, Lisa Griggs. Lisa, welcome back.
Thank you. So excited to be here with you. We are doing some big things over here.
Yes. Welcome back, my dear. Explain what you have going on. Mardi Gras was last week.
I didn't even realize that Mardi Gras was last week. Oh my gosh. I'm like, this is like perfect. This is a perfect getup right now.
It's perfect.
Yes, it is. Last time we talked, and I was thinking it'd be great to just, you know, come back on, circle back around, you know, touch bases, because, you know, obviously this is a show about startups. And we know that a lot of times when you get into startups, there's a lot of changes and a lot of pivoting and a lot of overcoming and adapting. And I was just like, you know what? I need to reach out again and just let you know where we're at with Talented Motherfucker. And then this new brand that we're launching called Sexy Sunday, which we're super excited about. So Talented Motherfucker basically evolved into... you know, it was starting out as merch and this whole community of talented motherfuckers that want to wear any kind of merchandise that says talented motherfucker. And then a few weeks ago, I was launching a product that's for women, and it's a clitoral stimulation product called Vasoplex. And ooh, it's a gel that basically, you know, comes in a little tube, and you basically just put it on the clitoris and it stimulates the woman. So it gives her just this, you know, increased pleasure for the pleasure of being a woman. So then I just started thinking, wow, you know, Talented Motherfucker sounds like a perfect name for a male enhancement product. And this is where pivoting and overcoming and adapting and kind of putting the pieces together in a startup, you know, happens. And so we thought we needed a show to basically educate women and men on the products and how is that going to look. And so we came up with Sexy Sunday because I was this former pastor's wife for 20 years and in ministry. And then I came up with this character, alter ego called La Pastora. And it's just, you know, her adventures on sensuality and dating and, you know, reinventing relationships into relation, R-E-A-L, relationships. And so it's all about authenticity and just being real and realizing that no matter how spiritually aligned I am or connected to source or God or, you know, the collective, that we all still have an ego. And so just bringing that in to being able to choose whatever alter ego we want to be in. And I guess I'm in the Mardi Gras era. So this is what we have today. La Pastora.
I love that. You know what? You really gave us a lot to feed off of there. And it's all real. You're walking us through your process. You're giving us you're pulling back the curtain and giving us a full view, a bird's eye view of the mind of a serial entrepreneur. I remember when we first met and we had a chat and we were at the taco spot, you know what I'm talking about, right across from La Casa. And we were talking about your brand and I'm like, oh my God, talented motherfucker could be so many things. And you're like, I know. And remember we even said like if he's a talented motherfucker, that could be cute, like in the sex toy lane. And I just love that you are taking that bull by the horns and you're going for it, but you're also doing something. You're doing a couple things I'm observing, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like you know where the energy is going with the brand and you're pivoting there. And that's really smart, right? You're not spending a whole lot of time and money on places where you would like it to be. You're looking at what's moving and you're putting your money and time and energy there.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I realized, like, I'm so glad you said energy and serial entrepreneurship, because those are two words that really, really resonate with me. Always been a serial entrepreneur my entire life. And, you know, when we're entrepreneurs, we can't get away from it. It's a seed that we're born with. And I think entrepreneurs have a very high AQ, which is their adaptability quotient, because they need to. And I saw that also in the storm when I was in the emergency situation with the whole San Bernardino storm, where we got all this snow. We got like 110 inches in 5 days, and some of our communities up the road got 150 inches in 5 days. So, you know, we were in this emergency situation, and I saw how the entrepreneurs and the moms came together. It was really, you know, this unique group of individualists that had a very high AQ, meaning that they could pivot and they could overcome and adapt very, very quickly, even in an emergency situation, without having training as an emergency first responder. So it was very interesting to see how even in those situations of emergencies, how entrepreneurs rise up and they shift very quickly, and they're gatherers and they're unifiers, and they're, you know, they kind of get out ahead of things and put themselves in situations to birth beautiful things, actually, disasters and beautiful relationships that came through that. But interesting that you said energy, because I was telling one of my business partners that business has a lot to do with energy. And I realized that when you align with the right energy, and when you see energy behind something, behind a project, then you know that is the place that you need to shift your own energy to. And even though we're talking about Sexy Sunday, which has to be do with dating and relationships and different things, it's even matching energy. We hear that a lot too right now, is that, well, you know, I'm matching his energy and she's matching mine. And if he's not around texting me, then I'm not around texting him, you know? And so there's a big get up right now. Natural energy. It's very interesting. So I'm a big believer in energy. I believe it all has to do with energy. You know, our bodies are made of energy. And so I believe we can accomplish a lot of things with energy, for sure.
Beautiful. Beautifully put. And, you know, Le Pastora, we have a lot in common in that space. And that's another conversation for sure for another day. But I find a resignation in what you're doing and shifting an experience in the religious space to bringing it and personalizing it for yourself where you are now. And I really love that you're taking the power back there, because some PK kids, some people in that, you know, in that sector of life, you know, can feel confined. And I'm really loving that you're kind of releasing the inner sexy. You're giving yourself permission, it sounds like.
For sure. Yeah. And I think, like, especially at my age of being 50, I was just reading the statistic the other day, the two top dating ages are 18 and 50. So, you know, those are the two kind of categories that are out there and kind of putting themselves out there. And I realized that if I don't know myself and I'm not self-aware of my own body and my own framework of who I am, then I certainly am not going to be able to get into a relationship, R-E-A-L, relationship, that is founded in authenticity. And I'm going to keep attracting a lot of the same stuff that I have been attracting. And I'm not saying that those experiences were bad. Mm-hmm. They helped shape the woman that I am today. So I'm very grateful for those experiences. But I feel like as women today, we can take these experiences forward, and we can use them to inspire a lot of women and men to, you know, to be themselves, show up authentically, be real, put it out there. And there's a lot of people out there, you know, there's a lot of good people out there. I realize that there are a lot of amazing men and a lot of amazing women. And if I had a magic wand, not just a, you know, I would be waving my magic wand that all of the amazing women would get together with all of the amazing men. And that would be my prayer for everyone, actually.
Wonderful. And the more happy people on the planet, the better. I'm just saying. Whoever you're dating and you're happy about it, go do that. And so, okay, let's jump right into this. What are we to expect? What can you reveal about Sexy Sunday and La Pastora and all of her shenanigans to come? Because I see the alter ego really going places. So what is
I think, you know, I have a really big vision now for this, only because the feedback that I've been getting has been so amazing. I mean, Monique, we have one segment that is called Church, Sex in the Church instead of Sex in the City. And I have a bishop on that's been a bishop. He's been in ministry for 48 years. He's been married for 47 years. And he has a segment on the show where he answers questions about, you know, what's okay to say in the church and what's not, and what days of the week should you have sex and what days should you not, and is masturbation okay and is it not, and, you know, can you get married after you've been divorced when you're in the church? So there's a lot of misinformation, and there's a lot of different information with regard to the church and loving Jesus, and can I love women and still love Jesus and be a woman? Can I, you know, be polyamorous and still love Jesus and still go to church? You know, there's a lot of stigma around loving Jesus and then loving yourself and loving others. And it's almost like, well, if you love Jesus, then you can't love a whole bunch of other people or a whole bunch of other things that people do. It's a very interesting perspective. So we've got him. We've got other things going on where we've got sexy tips in the street. We launched the podcast on Valentine's Day, which was just this last Wednesday. So today, now we're on Spotify, we're on Apple, we're on Amazon, we're on basically getting on all the platforms. We've got this great show going on YouTube. And so I think what to expect, more great interviews, more great conversation. I think a lot of freedom. I think maybe a dating app, you know, down the future. And I think more products. I think more products like this. I think, you know, more products like this. I think there's going to be a lot more people embracing their sensuality, and they're going to start looking at the body as art. And I think it's going to be a fun, exciting time for Sexy Sunday. I think a lot of people are going to take to this. I really believe we're onto something with this.
You're really smart to go in with the church angle, address your point of view and experience, but also address that a lot of people in the Judeo-Christian faith, Sunday is observed, and you're kind of turning it on its neck a little bit, on its head. Turn it on its head, turn it into a Sexy Sunday. I love what you're doing, and when launch it on Valentine's Day. To recognize the need, and I'm excited for you. Now, how can people support? Where can they go? And how can they learn more?
So everything that Sexy Sunday is doing is all over all the platforms. We're on TikTok, Sexy Sunday Show. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Snapchat. I even have an OnlyFans account. I mean, we are everywhere. You know, with the show. So they really can go anywhere. We're at Sexy Sunday, sexysundayshow.com, and would love to connect with people, honestly.
Okay, guys. Back again with you here with Lisa Grigg, coming from Marrakesh, Morocco. Please excuse my my connection, but we're keeping it sexy. Let's go full screen and give Lisa an opportunity to recap that plug, Sam.
So I think if people want to connect, obviously, with the Sexy Sunday Show, which we certainly want you to, we want to hear your stories. We want to hear from you. We want to get your questions in to Bishop Wheatley with our whole, you know, Sex in the Church segment that we're doing. We want your sexy tips. We want your sexy plans. We want your ideas about dating and relationships. And we want you to go to sexysundayshow.com. We've also got TikTok. We've got Instagram. We've got, you know, pretty much we're on every platform, Facebook, WhatsApp. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple. We're all the places, everywhere that you can even imagine. And I've even got an OnlyFans account. La Pastora has her own OnlyFans account. So we just want to connect with you anywhere, anywhere and everywhere.
Fantastic. And so how has that OnlyFans journey been? A lot of mixed feelings and reviews. What can you tell us if someone's never been on the platform?
Yeah, I just started it as part of the whole, Sexy Sunday. And it was really just kind of birthed out of, you know, I took a lot of pictures from my ex-husband. He loved my pictures. And it's a very private moment for me. I shoot all my own content. I don't have any photographers. I shoot all my own stuff. I just love dressing up in lingerie. I do it for me because it makes me feel beautiful and it makes me feel sensual. And in my first marriage, I was in lingerie all the time and I didn't like it. I didn't like dressing up in lingerie. I didn't like the way it made me feel. I didn't like dressing up for him. And it gave me a really bad taste in my mouth. And now I love it. I love dressing up and playing cosplay and just kind of getting into that character, and it arouses me. And I use it actually to practice sex magic, to be honest with you. I mean, and I think a lot of people are like, what the heck is sex magic? So maybe we should get up on that for a minute. But yeah, it's been a great experience. I think I have over 100 subscribers. It's free to subscribe, and I'm not doing porn, if that's what you're asking, you know. To me, it's just a way for me to, you know, plug into my beauty and believe that body is the art. The body is art.
Yes. Oh, I just genuinely I've never been on that platform, and I do not care. I want people to be safe and be happy and do what they do. And as long as you're adult, do it. You know, I as long as it's really empowering to see you say that. I mean, you're being really transparent with us today on the startup. And guys, by the way, my show is not just about brick and mortar and behind the, you know, the old office, if you will, traditional. We've got newer serial entrepreneurs like Lisa that are going to come on here. And so, hey, if this is something that's not for you, feel free to tune back in. But today we're talking about Sexy Sunday with Lisa. And I love that you really addressed the lingerie piece, right? Because it sounds like it felt forced, like you were doing this to please body. Yeah, you weren't really doing it. You weren't connected with your body and the energy with this person. And it was kind of out of expectation or ritual or repetition. And that can't feel good or empowering.
No, because, you know, like in the church, some denominations, we are taught that, you know, your body doesn't belong to you. Your body, if you're married, belongs to your spouse. And that, you know, you give that up. And I know there's a lot of women and men that punish their mates, because I've heard about it since starting this show, and hold back intimacy in the bedroom because they want to punish their partner. And I don't believe that's right either. So we should be able to get divorced if we need to. You know, if we're in an abusive relationship, whether it's emotionally, spiritually, physically, financially, we need to get out of it. And we certainly don't need to stay in anything that is abusive or shameful or derogatory to any of us, you know, as women or men. I don't think it's healthy.
I agree with you. I think too, now you're taking me back to my church days, Lisa.
Good. Let's get up on it. It's Sunday. You know, it's Sexy Sunday, girl.
It's Sexy Sunday. It's Free Yourself Sunday on the startup here.
There you go.
Thanks. And you know what? I'm remembering a lot of that, and I just boil it down to control, really, and the energy, the God, the universal collaboration I'm in with my source tells me otherwise. Tells me that that they want me to be blissful and happy and free and safe and protected and feel those things that nature gives feel and have the freedom to choose that. You know, it goes back to the whole freedom of choice, right? The choice to choose. I even say to people, you know, if you believe in God, then God give you the free will to choose to even believe in God. That's how free it is. So
that's right.
It's not holding you hostage to do that. So
that's
why
right.
do we yeah, why do we project those things onto one another? And the only thing I could come up with really is the old school patriarchy and honestly just control and to keep someone down into what's the most powerful thing you can leverage over someone is life or death, money, health, right? So those things are being leveraged to control your behavior. And I don't know what to do with that.
Well, you know, if you can put fear in people, they are easier to control. So, and a lot of ego, like I'm wearing a mask right now, and it's more obvious, but everybody's wearing a mask to a degree, right? Because we all have these egos, no matter, again, how spiritually aligned or in tuned or how much we go to church. I mean, there's some men and women that have told me they just go to church to meet men and women. They are there as a way to socialize and to meet, you know, their next mate or their next partner. So, you know, I think we should be able to love Jesus no matter what. I still love Jesus. I just had a lot of religious dogma. I had a lot of doctrinal dogma that I needed to get free of. And I think that there's a lot of things that we experience culturally, and there's a lot of things that we're born into with our parents' programming. And I think that getting free of that is being able to free think, being connected to our own source, as you said, being connected to our bodies, being in our framework, having this energy, this beautiful energy flow through us. There's so many people that are not in the church. I feel like people have asked me, Lisa, who do you think your audience is going to be? And I think it's going to be the church hurt. You know, you've heard of the church hurt, where there's a lot of people that are not, they're not going to churches. They're not in the building. They're not in services. Because at the end of the day, I am the church. You are the church. When I go to the grocery store or the gas station, or, you know, if I'm at the salon, or I'm out at Kohl's or Macy's or, you know, the mall, I'm the church wherever I go. I'm his hands extended. I'm his example. And to me, I mean, Jesus, he's very different to everyone. Everyone has had a different experience of who he is. So I might meet someone and then I might say, my Jesus is different than your Jesus. And I think that was also the reason why Sexy Sunday was birthed, is because the Jesus that they may know is not the Jesus that I know. And then to bring the bishop in saying, you're not going to hell if you fornicate, you know, or you masturbate, is a beautiful thing, because sometimes people need to hear it from somebody that's been in, you know, the church for 48 years and has been a minister, to know that they're not going to hell because they love women and they're a woman, or they love men and they're a man.
I don't see how you can go wrong with loving someone. I just don't. It's none of my business. It's none of your business. It's their business. And thank you for saying that, because your Jesus is different. Like, even, you know, whomever you believe in or not believe in, it really just is your personal relationship with what you do, and whatever, you know, keeps you tethered to being good and well and kind. Do more of that. Like, do less of the other stuff. If it's, you're walking around worried about who people are sleeping with or what bathroom they're in, what are you doing with your experience? You know, it's not your job to do any of that. It's your job to live the best, fullest, healthiest life and sign up for Sexy Sunday with Miss Castors. Mardi Gras forever.
I am. I'm the Mardi Gras gal forever, I guess, for sure.
So, okay, so now we know where you're going, we know where you've been, and we know where this is birthed from. I'm really excited to see the new fellowship that's going to come forth, and you really are unlocking an avenue for people of all ages. Like you mentioned, you're 50, I'm 46, I'm right behind you, and you said 18-year-olds were also the ones that were dating as well. So I love that you're unlocking, and hopefully you're speaking to people who are looking to get in this space and start up. What have you found in this particular business space to be any challenges or any tips you can help with entrepreneurs?
The biggest challenges have been from obviously the Christians that don't understand what I'm actually doing here. Mm-hmm. And it's evangelism. It's just a different form of it. Oh. And it's because I have a lot of love in my heart for a lot of people, probably bigger for the world than for one person. if that makes sense. So in other words, instead of obsessing over one person and putting all my love into one person, I feel like this is a bigger mission. It's a bigger part of a bigger passion project to share love with the world and let them know that, you know, just because you love Jesus doesn't mean that you need to be so holy that you're no earthly good. You know, it doesn't mean that you need to be the second Holy Spirit and be policing everybody else and judging everybody else, because I think we have enough of that going on right now. I mean, as a collective, we've got to pull ourselves together and start promoting what is good instead of protesting what is bad. So in other words, taking all that good, loving energy and pushing it forward into joy and gratitude and unity and conversations that will uplift and will inspire and encourage people to really be themselves, to really, really own who they are. You know, I don't believe that I could have done Sexy Sunday without La Pastora, without this character of this alter ego. And, you know, there's so many, Monique, that have developed alter egos just to kind of get them into higher states of consciousness. Kobe Bryant did it with the Black Mamba. You know, Slim Shady, Eminem did it with Slim Shady. Beyonce did it with Sasha Fierce. You know, Batman, Superman. I mean, there's so many alter egos. And I feel like if you have to have an ego, why not just choose who that's going to be? Why not just have that message going forward that you get to choose to be an amazing human being and love everybody, honestly, because truthfully, that's what Jesus wanted. That's what he said. He said, you prophesy in love, you know, you change the world through love. In fact, he didn't even say go out and change the world. He said, go out and love the world. That was his message. That was who he was. That's what he's demonstrated. So even today, you know what, even if we were to close out the show today, I think I would have one message for the church, for the pastors, for the preachers, for the deacons, for the ministers that are out there. Preach on love. For one whole year, just preach on love, not on tithing, not on, you know, not
the
on
building fund.
Yeah, the
we
building
don't hear about
fund.
The building fund.
Right. None of that. You can't preach on anything else but love for one whole year. And you can do that. Just go to Corinthians 13, 1 Corinthians 13. It's all about love. You can just stay right there for an entire year. And
did you hear that? Hear that, everybody? I think Le Pastora just issued a church challenge. Heard it here first. I'm starting with Monique LeRae on Sexy Sunday with Lisa Griggs. You got a church challenge to just preach on love and don't go outside that love box for your own agenda.
Yes.
Wow. If they'll accept.
Imagine what the world would look like.
Yes, and I love that you're leaning in on that, because I feel you taking you're commanding the collective to go to a higher place, a higher vibration in this time, and I think that's genius of you. And sincere, though, not like a tactic, it's truly, it comes off sincere and authentic, and it goes back to love, but it also, I think it also goes back to we don't have to earn anything. It's this whole narrative about earning and having to do works to be seen and to be accepted. And from that is also now guilt, and it stacks on to agendas. So I love that you're leaning in. You're creating a niche and new brand. So plug where people find you. Again, you're all over the place. Where can people find support?
We are everywhere. Literally, the team has done an amazing, amazing job to just get us everywhere. I mean, I think, again, sexysundayshow.com, we're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple, we're on Amazon, we're on YouTube. I mean, we're everywhere. We are everywhere because we want this message to get out that if we are going to reinvent these relationships into real, R-E-A-L relationships, we've got to start with authenticity. And authenticity is always birthed out of love. And I'm going to share a little minute story with you real quick. Recently, I was celebrating a certain person, and I thought he was, you know, doing some great things. So I wanted to celebrate his successes, and I felt inspired action. And I know you know what that is. And I thought, well, you know, I'm in his area. Let me just go pick up some balloons at the, you know, florist and just drop them off on his front porch, because I felt inspired to do it. And not for 1 minute did I ever question, oh, I should, you know, drop these balloons off to celebrate. They just said congratulations. They didn't say I love you. They didn't. They weren't hearts. It wasn't
drop off your underwear.
It wasn't anything like that.
There wasn't boys on the porch. Yeah.
It didn't say hi, lover. You know. You know. I mean, I think it said hi, yogi. Okay, that's, you know, because he's a yogi. I don't want to say his name. So I dropped the balloons off on his doorstep, and I get a text back, and it says, don't drop any balloons or any gifts or anything at my doorstep, because I have a woman here and she's going to think, you know, that something's going on. And immediately in my spirit, I was just like, oh my God, she has nothing to fear, because right. Perfect love casts out fear, right? Perfect love casts out fear. So if you are in such a high vibration of love, you should be able to scream it and shout it from the rooftops without anybody going, you can't love that person, or you can't, you know, you're not allowed to come to church because you choose to love a certain type of individual. And it's just messed up. It's not the way it's supposed to be. It really isn't. And again, I just want to encourage that message that if you love anybody, shout it from the rooftops, let them know, be vulnerable, put yourself out there, you know, because why not?
Yeah.
Why not? You probably have 20 secret admirers right now, Monique.
You do?
I said, you probably have a bunch of secret admirers that you don't even know about.
Perhaps feel free to drop off balloons at my gate, not my door. That'll be worth it. But at the gate, I would love gifts at the gate. But I love that you expressed that and you shared that. And it, you know, it's a message, and and for someone who's from a place or not an honest place, and you're just saying congratulations. You weren't saying anything else. If I were the vendor, whomever in the house, I'd be like, oh, wow, your friend congratulated you. That's great. You know, I don't know if I said that, but I love your story. I love what you guys, Lisa Griggs, Sexy Sunday, La Pastora. You better come back, girlfriend. I
hope
you
don't get
too big for the startup.
No, never, never.
Congratulations. And I need to get some of those collectibles from your collection very soon. Yeah. How about that?
Or this? What can I offer you? What can I offer you? some basic.
I'm in Morocco right now, so it's a little different vibe where I'm at, but hey, everybody needs it.
No pun intended.
Everybody needs this. Everybody. I love it. Thank you for joining. Come back soon, okay?
Sounds good. Love you.
Mark, congratulations.
All right, you got you with some rose petals. I'm throwing rose petals at you. Woo! Okay. I have balloons, but
that's
I'm throwing
awesome.
Rose petals.
That's Lisa Griggs, you guys, La Pastora from Sexy Sunday. And this is Monique Leray with the startup coming to you live from Marrakesh, Morocco. It's 1:33 in the morning here. How's your Sunday in LA going? Sam, I can't see the text, but I hope that our next guest is standing by in the wings. But while we're waiting, I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Michael Solberg Family Wines, Next Level Global Solutions, Dr. Jess, and everybody that tunes in, as well as our favorite couture jeweler of the year, and that is Iron Lace. They do amazing repurposed jewelry and custom pieces, and they really specialize in men's pieces as well. So I want to say a special thanks to all of our sponsors. I want to tee up a book by a guest that's coming on soon, Lainey DeSalza, Confidence Unleashed. And I'm really excited about this book, Be the Unstoppable Hero of Your Own Heart. And look at that cover, you guys, just standing. Wow. I really want to speak to her about how they came up with this cover, because it's quite the thing. I want to give you a couple plugs while we're waiting for our guests to join us. We have the Oscars coming up March 7th and 8th in LA, in Hollywood. So if you're a brand, a sponsor, and you want to join us, I'll be back in the States, and we would love to have you. I'm on the road right now, guys, for the Endemic Project documentary, closing out my third film in my doc trilogy. I want to thank everybody that's been patient with me and getting back to them and getting things done. This has really been a labor of vision and love and support. Special shout out to Sam. He's been beyond the moon patient with me as a woman show here. And, you know, doing shows from, I think one time, Sam, I was on the tarmac in Turkey, you know, time zone wrong. And instead of him, you know, getting mad at me, he just met me with kindness. And I'm never late for my shows, so he knew that that was just a glitch in that. So I wanted to say thank you to the family here. And as we grow this show, I'll always be on LA Talk Radio, even if we expand and put our show in other places. I know where I started. I know who gave me my chance. And we're going to always be here and grow with Sam. And congratulations, Sam, on 16 years here. Oh, guys, this is news. Sam, I could tell them this, right? We're back in studio. He got in the studio back after the pandemic. I will be probably joining really soon. I'd like to do, if not every Sunday, I'd like to do at least two Sundays in studio. So we'll rotate from remote and come in the studio. So Sam, you and I will talk offline, but guys, if you want to be on the Startup with Monique LaRay, we can be in studio together. Imagine that. We can actually share a coffee and exchange oxygen in one room. And I think that would be great to getting back to, you know, human connection and entrepreneurial connection. So yes, I wanted to recap that there is the Oscars Week Celebrity Gifting Suite on the weekend of March 7th and 8th in LA. Also, we have OC Fashion Week coming up. Shout out to Kathy Marino. She is the founder, the producer, the proprietor. She is a badass, and she's doing it strong in the first week of March into the second week. And that if you're a fashion designer or jewelry brand or a skincare brand or hair brand or anything that is around the fashion and art space, link up. Because I think it would be great to explore your options with Kathy. She's really doing something unique. I don't know if a lot of you know this, but in Orange County, I live in Laguna. That's my spot. But Newport is nice too. But Laguna is kind of just, there's a solution there. So I like it. There's art, there's ocean, and it's special. So with that being said, a lot of people call that area the California French Riviera. And until I met Kathy, I didn't know that. And I'm from Southern California. So I was really grateful to her to educate me on the demographics there and the need for what she puts out. So if you want more information about OC Fashion Week, you could look them up on Instagram and tell them Monique LaRay from the Startup with Monique LaRay on LA Talk sent you. Or you can email us capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. And we would love to have that conversation with you and connect you with Kathy. Also, I have a call for any aspiring filmmakers, TV makers, brands, as we round this last leg of the film out here. And I'm in North Africa today. If we are being honest, this thing has really just been supported by the sponsors and, you know, brand placement. I've really done these films lean, guys. You guys see me traveling. I'm not staying at the Ritz, okay? I'm staying today. I'm lucky enough to be staying with my friend who has a beautiful home. But in the past, I'd stayed in hostels, right? I've cut my costs, I've kept things lean. So, you know, just a friendly reminder that Instagram and posts are just a highlight reel. What I deal with behind the scenes and putting all of this together has been quite challenging in the past. But thanks to people who see the vision in this time capsule series of films that I'm doing, I'm able to do it. So I want to thank everyone who's supported this. Actually, I was going to say, I could probably run some of them down. My mouth is so dry, guys. All these flights. I think I've flown 14 hours so far in the last few days with a stop in London. Oh, I want to shout out Yotel at the Gatwick Airport. Location. If you're traveling to London and you need to go into the city and you don't want to lug your baggage and you need to fly back out, Gatwick Airport, there's a hotel called Yotel, Y-O-T-E-L, like Yotel, like Hotel and Yo. Great hotel. I've seen them before. I've stayed with them before. I think there's one in Japan as well. I feel like I've stayed with them in Europe as well, but they're like little capsules and they're your own room and you're very cozy. It's a cozy fit, right? But what's great about this particular location is not only is the front desk and the staff at the location warm and welcoming. And do you need a cup of tea? Do you need, like, they just really are there for that traveling client. But they have a thing called M&S in London. You can get all your snacks and at a great price and healthy food, everything you could want, 24 hours a day. And it's literally 300, 500 feet from the door of the hotel. There's a restaurant bar up above. You've got Boots. If you don't know about Boots, it's awesome. It's like your local drugstore here in America or there in America. I'm not there now, but I think better. Anyway, they're putting one of my favorites, which is Pret-a-Manger. You got to say it in the French way. Pret-a-Manger. Looks like Pret-a-Manger. Guys, get into it. Check out Yotel at the Gatwick Airport in London. If you are on a layover, like for me, I was there for 2 days. I had to interview someone for the film. I didn't want to lug all my stuff into London proper on a train and come back. So I just got myself at the Yotel, left my stuff there, got ready for my day. The train is right there. And then I flew out the day after. I didn't have to do much. It was so convenient and affordable. Check them out. And I want to give a special shout out to Marina. She is a wonderful gal. I'm going to post it on one of my feeds and tag her. She escaped Ukraine and has a job at Yotel. And I want to tell someone in the C-suite and management at Yotel in the Gatwick Airport or whomever, Marina is an asset to your company. She talked and listened to me and I listened to her and she really just met me as a weary traveler where I was and she offered me chamomile tea. It was just the smallest things with care and it felt genuine and amazing. So keep up the good work, Marina, and I hope that she has a long career with you guys and I hope that you guys treat her as she should be treated because she made me feel, I choose to feel, but she put something out there where I was able to feel and receive a very comfortable stay and kindness. So thank you so much. Yeah, I want to plug this again. Sam, if our gal's here, please put her on. If not, I'll keep plugging away. Lainey D'Souza, Confidence Unleashed. And the subtitle is Be the Unstoppable Hero of Your Own Heart. Let's go over some of the brands that have helped me get to North Africa today. Okay, guys, so let's break this down, right? We have some brands that, one, I'm really excited. I mean, I'm excited about all the brands that partner with us because they believe in the vision. And all my films are, you know, about the human experience. So these are time humanitarian time capsules. These are not political films. I'll always reiterate that because it's easy to get lost in that kind of that shuffle, right? Guys, I got my braids in. And they're all over. Getting my my Morocco here. So there's a brand that stands out only because of, for the first time in any of these docs that I've done, I've never had the opportunity until now to give something that might help someone on my journey, right? So this company is called Solight, S-O-S-O and then light, S-O-L-I-T-H-T. They are lanterns, solar lanterns, and they're made by a young lady that was on our show, Alice Chun. And she is a engineer, scientist. She's a badass. She's great. She created these solar, they're small, the size of Lainey's book, actually. And so, you know, it you just put it out in the sun, charges, you can use it. Why is that important? Why does that help people? Why is that part of relief, right? Like I said, this is the first time I've been able to come and bring something like that to a community. The answer is that a lot of people just don't have access to those things. Is even though we take that for granted in the States and other places, some places in the world do not have access to that. And some places cut the power off. I don't think it's called grid sharing. I think it's called something else, but they don't have power for 4-6 hours a day. And that leaves people vulnerable for crime, okay? So these lanterns, the simple concept can help someone naturally light up their home if they're out of power and feel safer. And that's great. So it's the little things that become big things, and I know we take it for granted in America. I know I do, having lights and power and Wi-Fi and hot water and all those things. So I'm not Mother Teresa by any stretch of the imagination, but wanting to bring a little something to give others on this journey is feels great. And we should do that. Why wouldn't we? So today it was interesting. I was going through security here at Marrakesh, and I have the same routine when I travel. You know, I check my bag. I don't put the liquids in. I put things in the same spot. I've trained myself now to do that. I'll double check. Even when I'm tired, I'll dump my bag and redo it, because I don't want to have anything in there that will slow my journey, right? Or cause me to have to go back through the security. Okay, so today I get stopped and I'm like, gosh, what did I get wrong? Did I pack something? You know, because I was at the hotel in London, and I know I had it down. And I got up 2 hours earlier this morning to make sure my bag was right. But it was the soul lights. And that was the first time I had those in it. It had to look funny in the rear to the x-ray, but they are a piece of wellness for someone. And so I have some with me. I'll be distributing them out through here through Africa. If you are interested, if you have music or a brand or you have a story to tell, you can be anywhere in the world and we will put you in the film if it fits us, if it fits, you know, and most stories do. We don't have an agenda we just have an agenda to highlight people's real true journey in these times. So it's not just about the pandemic. I know people think that. This is about what did you do after, the cause and effect. How did you turn a negative into a positive, or how did you just get through it? Or maybe you didn't get through it. No, there's no wrong answer here. It's just about highlighting different stories and putting them together where we can look back. So it's a time capsule for when we're not burnt out and we actually want to have a conversation. Maybe there's things in there we can learn how to do different, better. Maybe there's nothing. I don't think that that's the case. And 10 film festivals around the world didn't think that was the case. So our American trailer had 10 selections and wins. And I'm going to keep pushing this. I'm supposed to be heading to Cape Town. Guys, parents, we're looking for sponsors. We're looking for sponsorship and support. So if that's you, if you're interested, it doesn't take a lot to get us where we're going. I have just been really doing this completely independent. It's the world's first independent doc trilogy. And so far, 40 countries around the world. South Africa would make 41. And I'd like to go from there. I think there's a flight where there's a stop through Kenya. If you want to help support this, you can. I'll be direct. You can Venmo us at Latchkey Kid Films LA, or excuse me, just our email is latchkeykidfilmsla@gmail. Our Venmo is Latchkey Kid Films. If you want to support us here with the media stuff and the startup, our Venmo is at the startup with Monique LeRae. We don't, you know, if you guys know, I like to do things in a certain way, but right now it's truly last call to get in on this. And if you contribute a certain amount, it's not a whole lot, but if you contribute a certain amount, we do give you an on-screen credit. We have no problem being transparent about who helped us on this journey. And, you know, I always ask you, what will you start up today? Guess what? I'm starting up every day on this film, every day. It's truly been a journey, but thank you again to everyone that has been supporting us. Special shout out to Inked Critical Care. Special shout out to Iron Lace Jewelry. Special shout out to, oh, we have everything. We have Belinda's Botanicals, Kaus. Shout out to Next Level Global Solutions. Shout out to Dr. Jess. Shout out to, oh, we have so many people on the poster. Just shout out to everybody, and we'll tag you, of course. You guys, if you have a brand, if you have a interest, if you have music, we want original music that we can put in the film. If you have anything that you think would be an asset and a value add to our story, if you have a unique journey that is something really cool or something kind of scary or something in the middle that you birthed out of the pandemic in the endemic phase of our lives here, or you see something coming and you learn something, we want to hear your story. You can email us capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. That's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. Again, pick this book up, Confidence Unleashed by Lenny DeSouza. We love to see these kind of things. I want to get in a little bit about this cool cover and see what inspired that. I mean, it really catches your eye. And I want to see how much of this is a real photo. It's her. excuse me. Sorry, guys. She's just inspirational. I will be back really soon. What will you start up today? Be well, season.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.